All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. Lord, we praise and we magnify your name. Lord, you're good, and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua that was shed for the remissions of our sins. We thank you that the power of sin and darkness has been broken over our lives today. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your healing power, your healing anointing flowing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for granting healing and deliverance and restoration in the name of Yeshua, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your healing power just flow. God, I thank you because you're the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. I thank you for the move of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for binding the strong man of infirmity and sickness and disease and infirmity over this region, over this area, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed. I thank you, Lord God, for opening blind eyes. I thank you for opening blind eyes in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, Father, for healing glaucoma, glaucoma being healed in the name of Yeshua. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for that deaf ear opening, open in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you. And I come against every spirit of stress and anxiety in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, and I thank you for granting relief. And I speak peace. I speak peace. I speak peace in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you for doing it. I thank you for doing it, Lord God, because you are great and you're greatly to be praised. Lord, you are merciful. You are forever merciful to your people. And Lord, I thank you for releasing your angels over this region, over this area, over this country, to push back the forces of darkness, that the spirit of witchcraft and deception and rebellion and lawlessness will be bound in the name of Yeshua, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed. I pray for the convicting power of the Holy Spirit to rest upon the hearts and the conscience of your people, Lord God, that are living and walking in ways that are not pleasing to you. And I pray that your name will be glorified, that your name be glorified in all of the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And I bless you. Thank you, Lord God, for those that are in need of financial miracles. Bless them. Bless them. Bless them. Let it manifest in the name of Yeshua, Lord God. Those that are seeking employment, those that are seeking promotions, let it be granted. Let the doors be open in the name of Yeshua, Lord God. Let it begin to manifest. I pray for favor, divine favor, in the name of Yeshua. And I thank you, Father, and I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God, and I'm just grateful and thankful for the opportunity and the privilege to be here on the airways once again. To the first time, listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher, give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. Return to the Lord Jesus Christ is imminent. There's an urgency to get in that place to be about the Father's business, as God is seeking people who will yield and surrender to do His will. It's extremely important that we have a desire to know Him, that our hunger for Him and our love for Him is greater than anything in this world. God is looking for some people that will say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. You know, in the last several broadcasts, talking about Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, when he had his encounter with the Lord and he had the revelation of who the Lord is. And it's amazing that when he had that encounter in Isaiah chapter 6, verse number, you know, we discussed it, how when he had a heavenly vision of God's glory and God's holiness, he was able to identify what was wrong on the inside of him. That's one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit, is to expose those things that is hindering us from walking in a covenant relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, because God desires to have us purged, cleansed of the old sin nature, that we might walk in the newness of life. Because as believers, we're called to walk in liberty. We're called to walk in freedom. The Bible declares, whom the Son says free is free indeed. And so for believers to continue to be struggling with various sins and various issues, When Jesus died for us on the cross at Calvary, or Yeshua died for us on the cross at Calvary, it was to break the power of sin. It was to break the enemy's stronghold over your life. And we need to continue to pray and cry out and ask God, God, I thank you for delivering me. God, I thank you for setting me free. God, I thank you for your healing, anointing, driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, Lord, for driving out and breaking the generational curses of sickness, disease, and infirmity. Lord, reveal to me, Lord God, what is a generational curse that it might be broken, that I can renounce it, that it would have to leave me and leave my body, that it would have to let go of my mind and my thought process in the name of Yeshua, that I might walk in liberty and freedom, that I might be able to enjoy my relationship with you, Lord God, without having to suffer through sickness, disease, and pain, and disappointment, and anxiety, and depression, and oppression, and all of those things that the enemy brings to us. You see, the thief comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. He comes to steal your relationship and your walk with God. He comes to steal your peace. He comes to steal your joy. He comes to steal your health. And we in the body of Christ, we got to get to the place that we say, no, devil, you will not steal my peace. You will not steal my joy. You will not take my health. And by the blood of the Lamb, I am healed. By the blood of the Lamb, I've been redeemed. By the blood of the Lamb, I am walking in liberty and freedom. By the blood of the Lamb, I have a sound mind. By the blood of the Lamb, I will not walk in fear. I will not walk in frustration, but I will walk in boldness. I will walk in faith. I will walk in victory, because when Jesus died for me on the cross at Calvary, he redeemed me. He broke the power of sin over my life, and I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. I'm not the old person. I'm not who people used to say that I am, but I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. But see, when we get to the place where we have that revelation of who he is and what he did for us on the cross at Calvary, we can begin to walk in the newness of life. We're in this series, Lord, Have I Surrendered My All? And it comes down to, have we truly surrendered our all? You see, we need to ask ourselves, you know, Lord, am I really yielded? Am I really surrendered to serve you? Lord, I desire to have a closer walk with you, Lord, but I don't even know how to do it, God. But see, if your desire is to become closer to God, then we need to say, okay, Lord, examine me and see what is in my heart, that I may be able to surrender to do your will. One of the most powerful passages of scriptures is in Mark chapter 10. So go with me to Mark chapter 10. You're listening to Straight From His Word. You know, I said, I give it to you straight with no sugar added. You know, I throw my little 2 cents in there every now and then, but my 2 cents ain't worth too much. But it's extremely important. And, you know, when you look at Mark chapter 10, glory to God. This is a story about the rich young ruler, and some of you have read this, and you've seen this, but let's go into this. Let's get into this, and let's break this down here and see what the scripture is saying, what the Lord is saying here in this particular passage of scripture. It says here in verse number 17, and when he was gone forth in Mark chapter 10, verse number 17. I know a lot of y'all becoming word Christians now. Y'all starting to get in the word a little bit, huh? That's why I give you chapter and verse, because so you can see what the Bible says. So if you see it's in the word, and you say, okay, God said it, so I need to accept this and I need to embrace this because Father God said this. It says, and when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? You know, you got to be careful when you ask God a question. Oh, God, a good friend of mine, you know, we talk about it, about the fact, you know, don't ask a question if you don't want the answer. And I think some of us, a lot of times, a lot of us, we are afraid, you know, and sometimes I tell people, don't be asking God why, because if he told you why, you wouldn't be able to understand it. You wouldn't be able to embrace it. You know, but a lot of times, you know, we just want to ask. We just got to keep asking these questions. So he came to Jesus and he said, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why are you calling me good? There is none good but one, that is God. And then in verse 19, he took him to the commandments. He says, thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, master, all these have I observed from my youth. Now, you know, God knows what's in our hearts. God knows exactly where we're at spiritually in our relationship with him. And when you look at this particular thing, you realize that these particular commandments are dealing with your fellow man, a woman, brother, sister. And he goes into these relationship issues that causes a problem with other human beings. He says, do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. And you realize all of these things harm these other people. And God says, don't do these things because it's not good. It's not healthy. And of course, the young man answered and said, Lord, I've done all these things since I was a kid. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said to him, you see, God will speak the truth. God will tell you exactly where you're at. And he says, one thing that you lack, go thy way and sell whatsoever you have and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And come, take up your cross and follow me. So Jesus told him, okay, there's one. Okay, here's the problem. And he said, and he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Now, he asked Jesus what he needed to do. And a lot of times we've said, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? God, what have you called me to do? Lord, what type of ministry have you called me into? Lord, you know, should I go to, Lord, should I take this job? Should I do this? Should I do that? And a lot of times, you know, and then sometimes we don't ask because we really don't want God to give us an answer. But if we are truly sincerely asking God, God will give you. Sometimes he will give you the answer, and it might not be the answer that you want. Lord, do I walk away from this place? Do I walk away from this ministry? Do I walk away from this church? Lord, do I walk away from this friendship? Do I walk away from this relationship? Lord, do I need to cut off this individual? Do I need to cut off that individual? Lord, do I need to stop watching this TV show? Do I need to stop doing? Lord, sometimes, you know, we don't really want to really know. But when you get to the place where you truly want to be yielded and surrendered to God and enter into that place and that covenant, that precious relationship with him, God will deal with you and he will show you exactly where he says, one thing that you lack, go and sell whatsoever you have and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And said, then he was sad at that saying, and he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. So what the Lord did, he dealt with all of the issues about dealing with other people. But you realize when God gave the Ten Commandments to the children of Israel, when he gave those to them, the first portion of it deals with people being in a right relationship with him and dealing with the sin of idolatry. Because we serve a jealous God, and God will have no other gods before him. And that's some of the part of the problem that we have in the body of Christ and in the lives of people in the world, that we have set up idols in our hearts, and we have placed people and things and events in the place of God, and we worship them more than God. We desire them more than God. Yes, yes. Go with me to Exodus chapter 19. I'm going to show you this in the scripture. You know, and I was reading and I was studying in this. You know, I always walk through the Bible and read through the Bible every year. And I get through and I go through and I read from Genesis to Revelations. And it's amazing. Part of the problem why people are struggling with Father God is because they don't know him as Father. They do not know him and how God deals with his covenant people because they've not studied the Old Testament. They do not see and recognize how God dealt with his people, his chosen people. And so we have the New Testament where it talks about Yeshua and Jesus. But if you study in the gospel of, and realizing Jesus said, I came to bear witness of the Father. And Jesus would kept telling him over and over again. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. In other words, you've seen the Father heart of God, a God of love, a God of mercy, a God of healing, a God of deliverance. If you study in the gospels, that's the representation of who Father God is, because many of us, we don't have a concept of who Father God is because we've not studied the Old Testament. And what's so amazing about this, when you look at Exodus chapter 19, the Lord said he was going to come down and he was going to visit the people. And he gave Moses some very, very specific instructions. And oh my gosh, this is so good. I'm trying to see, Lord, where do you want me to start? I'm going to start reading in verse number 10. No, in verse number 9. And in Exodus 19, verse number 9, and the Lord said unto Moses, listen, I'm coming unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak, with thee and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, go to the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes and be ready against the third day. For the third day, the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. God himself, Father God, says, I am going to come down and I'm going to talk to my people. And God said, there are some things that you need to do. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourselves that you go not up unto the mount or touch the border of it. Whatsoever touches the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not a hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through. Whether it be beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount, and the people and the sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. No, in other words, don't have no relations. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp, they trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. Oh, my gosh. Whew, man. Come on, somebody. Let's look at this. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the nether part of the mount. You see, part of the responsibility of the pastor, when people will come together in the buildings, home church, the purpose is to meet with God. In our contemporary churches, it is to be entertained and not to meet with God. It is to be, we come to hear the singing and the music and the preacher to perform like a puppet. But we've lost what the purpose of coming together to worship, and it's to meet with God. It is to come to have an encounter with Father God, with the Holy Spirit. It is to come to worship and to hear what God is speaking and saying. You see, we have this mentality and we get into this ritualistic experience of going to the building, but going without having an expectation that God is going to show up. You see, it is on the pastor to get into that place of prayer and ministry and studying the word of God, so that when he steps in, matter of fact, when it's time that the presence of God fills the atmosphere, and it's when God fills the atmosphere that miracles and signs and wonders and things begins to happen. You see, part of the problem that we have in the contemporary church, it's all hype with no power, because we've grieved the Holy Spirit of God and we've not allowed the Holy Spirit of God to have his way in the midst of our assemblies. Because we have all of these rules and regulations and everything, it's time we do not allow the Spirit of God to order, even direct the order of the service. When I was pastoring, yes, we had an order of service, but it was led by the Holy Spirit of God. At any moment in time, the Holy Spirit could just come in and interrupt it, and we would go a total direction. If the Holy Spirit just wanted us to worship, we were going to worship. If he wanted to break out in deliverance, then deliverance would take place. There were times where I didn't even have to preach. I would just go and sit down in the corner and sit back and watch the Holy Spirit touch the people. You see, the people were having God encounters. They were encountering the presence and the power of God without it being because of a man. Now, the atmosphere had been set because we spent time in prayer and studying the word. But it was always to meet with God. It was not to come and see me. It was not to come and hear me. They knew that I spoke for God, but they were coming to meet with God. I taught my congregation, we are here to have an encounter with God. When you come to worship, you are coming to worship God. You're not coming to be entertained. You're not coming to have your flesh tickled. You are coming to have an experience with God, that your life might be changed, that you might be delivered, and that you might be healed in the name of Yeshua. And it says, and I want you to highlight this in your Bible and let this marinate. It says, and Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. We got to have a paradigm shift in the body of Christ. People, you're coming to meet with God. You're not coming to be entertained. You're not coming to hear the singers and the music. We are coming to have an experience with God. And you can have one thing about this, the having the Holy Spirit, you can have an encounter with God in your home, in your daily devotion, your daily prayer time, you can have an encounter where God will come down and God will meet you. His presence will come upon you. And when you get up from your knees or however you pray or walk around, you will be changed. The presence and the glory of God will be resting on you all day long. And no matter what the enemy throws at you, you'll be able to shake it off. Now, there are some things that might knock you to your benders, but you might not stay down there long because you're going to get them and say, oh, wow, no, not today. In the name of Yeshua, I'm free. Not today, you're not taking my peace. Not today, you're not taking my joy. Not today, you're not taking my help. By his stripes, I am healed. By his stripes, I am healed. By his stripes, I am healed. Because the blood of Jesus has already paid the price. The ransom has been paid. Satan, you have no legal right to touch me. I command you to leave. I command you to depart from my body now. In the name of Yeshua. I wish somebody would say amen out there. And the Mount Sinai was altogether on smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked. Saints, can you? You know, every time I look at this and I read this passage of scripture, I say, my God, can you imagine if God came down? He said, I'm going to visit the Pacific Northwest, I'm going to visit Seattle, and I'm going to come down and descend on Mount Rainier. Can you grasp the magnitude? The sound of the trumpet, thunders and lightning. You know how, I can't even imagine how loud it must have been. But seeing the cloud coming from heaven and you knowing this is God. This is God. Coming down. People would die of a heart attack. People would urinate on themselves, literally. Because the sight of the majesty and the magnificence of God, God coming down to meet with you. Woo! This is why Israel is so precious to God. And this is why we have to be very, very careful, because God has never revealed himself to no other people like this, but to the Jewish people. Our Messiah is Jewish, Yeshua. This is why, how can you not have love for the Jewish people and the nation of Israel when the Messiah is Jewish, Jewish rabbi, Jewish prophet? It was a Jewish rabbi, a Jewish prophet that laid down his life and died for you. And when you listen to all of this rhetoric and all of this social justice and all this other stuff, it was the Jewish rabbi that died for you. You see, I was empowered by the death of Jesus Christ. My life was empowered and changed by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I've been delivered from the power of sin by the blood of Yeshua. And I have been walking in healing and deliverance because the Bible declares that by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes, we are healed. By his stripes, we are healed. Your Bible declares he came to restore. And it says he restoreth our soul, our mind, our emotions, our wills, everything that we are encountering and everything that we're going through. When Yeshua came and died for us on the cross at Calvary, it was to break the power of sin. It was to restore us back into fellowship with God the Father. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we have the newness of life. We have been redeemed. The power of sin has been broken over our lives. And if we have professed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we have a future hope and an expectation because the return of the Lord Jesus Christ is imminent. And God loved us so much that he sent his son to die for us on the cross at Calvary, that Jesus died that we might live. Hallelujah. Saints, be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for your family members and your loved ones, that their hearts will be open to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as God commands us to do so. If you do so, your best. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.